authority this morning. And somebody else called, and I never did get to it, so, but it's good to see them this morning. Mm-hmm. And you know what, I want to sing. Very, very familiar scripture this morning. Blew my mind when I woke up this morning. I got them ready. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. It ain't my place to be there with you. We've already heard it once. We're going to hear it again. Amen. Read it. Maybe all I'll do. I don't know. 1 Peter, chapter 2. But we're going down about 7th verse. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but obtain mercy. But now have obtained mercy. You know, my mind goes back to the night I got saved. I was lost in the clutches of sin and I had no hope. But you know, whenever God come to the world and he got come unto his own and his own received him not, you know, we was not even a people. The Gentiles were, I'm not even a people. They was counted as dogs. Our Savior went to the cross. He paid a price that we couldn't pay. He paid it all. That me and you, I might be called out of darkness into his marvelous light. I become a chosen part of a generation which was adopted into a royal family and that of God. I'm glad I, brother, listen, I know that the Bible said Jesus said back yonder in the beginning, I said to be aware of false prophets. They will come to you in sheep's clothing. They are raving wolves. They are going down. I listened to Stephen, who was so ever the king. These are they that's a stumbling, at the word of God. Brother, I don't believe that they have had a taste of the heavenly gift that sent down from above. I listen, I when we was called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Boys, I tell you what,
I've never seen nothing like it. I've never felt nothing like it. I just swirl it. I just cannot attain the things that's there for the saved people. Somebody said, listen, I just don't understand. James said, if any man lack of wisdom, let him ask, and it will be given him. In faith, believing. I was ignorant. Don't know nothing. But one thing I know, my brother, I was lost. And now I'm saved. A man cannot give me what I need. But he can give me what I need. So then we are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. I know today. I listen whenever I come in contact with the things of the world, people in the world. I know maybe I do act peculiar, but Jesus said it would. I would be afraid not be a peculiar people.
Amen.
Why? Because we're in love with God. Act as we travel here. It's got to be holy. Set apart. Listen. We cannot. Listen upon the authority of God's word. We cannot. I do the things of the world and be a disciple of the Lord. We've got to be saved. Set apart. Listen. And then go forth showing the praise of Him that called us out of darkness. Not be ashamed to witness for Him. I guess sometimes that they think we are a peculiar people. Church people. Listen, ain't you glad? Oh, they cannot receive what we receive. Brother, listen. The Bible said, are alive with stone. Listen, Peter, the Lord said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against me. I'm glad today to be upon the rock. Listen of the Lord's salvation.
Amen.
I'm glad to be standing on the rock.
Amen.
Listen today. I'm glad to be a lively stone. Listen, I know that there's people, they just stumble at the word. I listen, maybe they go to church and they put on an act. I listen, go out in the world. I use all kind of filthy language. I'd rather do everything. I live no respect for nobody. And call himself a Christian. I believe a Christian. I listen whenever the Lord give him his holy name. At Antioch, I was holy and acceptable unto God.
Amen.
A Christian should be set apart.
Amen.
Clean. Listen, in every way, as much as possible. We come short. We're not perfect. But we're on our way. We've not arrived, but boys, I'm on my way. I listen, the sister said she was a third of the way home. I'm over two-thirds of the way home. Just a few years, and we'll be at the standing at the side of Jesus.
Amen.
The man we read about, the man we study about, the man we go forth and show praise unto him who I listen. My mom, she loved me no doubt. I beyond measure. There's one thing she couldn't do for me, and that was forgive me of my sins. I called me out of darkness. Brother, listen, and established my goings in him. But he was faithful. Call me out of darkness. Boys, I tell you what. I ain't always done what I ought to do. But I'm more wanting to do more better now than I've ever done in my life. Listen, I want to be a soul winner. Somebody talked about, you know, I visited with a man one time and I talked to him. I listened about and I invited him to come up. You know what he told me? And I said, praise the Lamb of God. He said, you folks are too lively for me. He said, I can't cope with it. What he said? I said, praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We are a lively generation. If you be saved, I set apart. If you are a good candidate for heaven, through the doorway of death, my brother, listen, you'll not be ashamed to go forward and show the praise of him that called you out of darkness. Not be ashamed of it. Listen, you won't be stumbling at the word. Listen today. I'm glad to be a lively stone, ain't you?
Amen.
Man, I tell you what, and we fit in pretty good together. I'm glad for that. I'd hate to feel like an oddball in the house of God. Praising the Lamb of God. Randy told me the other night, we was out visiting, working. He said, I'm glad to be affiliated with churches is not ashamed to shout the praises of God. Amen. Listen, we're lively stones set apart, going home one day after a while. Listen today, you have a few scattered remarks. I know it's short, but listen to me. We get cold and indifferent. We don't have to stay there. We make mistakes down through life. We don't have to stay there. We don't have to live with them. Jesus said, I'm faithful and just to forgive you.
Amen.
All sins. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
We're here and we face the devil every day. Listen. And false prophets is out there, brother.
Amen.
And you don't fit in with them. If you did, you become one of them. I'm glad to be separated from them. But I'm glad that I'm not ashamed to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ who called me out of darkness. Man, I tell you, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation had never obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. He come unto his own received him not. But as many as receive him, they become the sons of God. Heirs, joint heirs. And I'm glad for that. I'm just an heir. Listen. And he loves us, one of us as much as the other. Brother David, come and get a song. Let's stand.
159.
If I so